With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. An end to the 50-year rule of the Assad family in Syria.
The government of Syrian President Bashar Assad fell after a lightning rebel advance. The head of a Syrian opposition war monitor says President Assad fled before insurgents arrived, who claim they entered Damascus after a remarkably swift advance nationwide. The Syrian prime minister says the government was ready to extend its hand to the opposition and hand over its functions to a transitional government.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting, Assad and his family are now in Russia, where they have been granted asylum. Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration wants to expand compensation for stranded airline passengers. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Before Joe Biden leaves office next month, the administration is taking steps toward requiring airlines to pay cash compensation and cover lodging and meals for passengers who are stranded when an airline causes flights to be canceled or changed. The Transportation Department supports the new passenger protections because air travel is breaking records. But an airline industry group warns that the proposal would drive up ticket prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President-elect Trump says children born in the U.S. could be deported if their parents are in the country illegally. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, President Trump said he doesn't want to break up families, so children may have to leave alongside their illegal immigrant parents once he takes office. He also reaffirmed his commitment to ending birthright citizenship, which was never intended for illegal immigrants. An increase in the number of earthquakes under a volcano near Alaska's largest city this year has the attention of geologists. Mount Spur is northwest of Anchorage and last erupted in 1992. This is SRN News. The 2024 verse of the year comes from the New Testament. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
YouVersion, the most popular Bible app in the world, reveals that the verse most commonly sought out by users this year is Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Given the tensions in this country and problems around the globe during 2024, analysts are not surprised that a verse like Philippians 4:6 would be the most popular amongst Bible readers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of major corporations have opted to abandon the queer trans agenda lately, and experts say many more will likely do so as well. Now that the President Trump is returning to office, Mr. Trump has vowed to take direct aim at so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs through executive orders and other policies that affect companies, especially federal contractors. This is SRN News. An update on the reward and the manhunt for the person who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City.
Investigators are facing a dichotomy. They have troves of evidence from Wednesday morning's killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, but they don't have the suspect identified. Authorities have been distributing a photo of his face taken at a hostel in New York City, and now police released two more pictures of the suspect from a camera mounted inside a taxi. Retracing his steps through surveillance video, it now appears the gunman left New York City on a bus soon after the shooting outside the New York Hilton Midtown. The FBI's offering a $50,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President-elect Trump names personal attorney Alina Habba as counselor to the president. More details at SRNnews.com.